Track 8, Letters to the Editor. In this week's editions, there are two letters, and the first is about bringing back a proper bus station. The second letter is a very long letter and covers a number of political topics, which is covered in the everyday news, and on that basis, we have decided not to include it. So we're going back to our first letter, which is entitled Bring Back a Proper Bus Station, and comes from P. Noyce of Newton Abbot. In your paper dated April the 10th, you printed an article outlining the changes to the bus timetable by stagecoach. Under the number of buses was a caption, Newton Abbot Bus Station. This is clearly a huge misrepresentation, as Newton Abbot does not have a bus station anymore. The original bus station was sold off many years ago, and Sherborne House was erected on the site. I well recall that original bus station with its covered way for passengers and news kiosk, cafes and toilets together with numbered bays for the buses and coaches. The bus drivers and ancillary staff also had offices and rooms for their comfort. It is very obvious that Sherborne Road is nowhere like a proper bus station, being a simple road with bus stops along it. The passengers and pedestrians risk life and limb crossing the road, and the bus drivers need to have eyes in the back of their heads to avoid the same. Whatever happened to health and safety? At one stage, there was a suggestion that the undercroft of the multi-storey car park could be used for development, perhaps not the most practical ideas, but with the fact that the market is now largely reduced, there would appear to be vast areas around the Pens ripe for redevelopment, and that would offer a huge potential for a safe and comfortable bus station for both passengers and drivers. First impressions always count, and a safe, comfortable and purpose-built bus station would surely enhance the look of Newton Abbot, as well as show his confidence and civic pride in the town. At least the money spent would be on a necessity.